Mr. Secretary?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah?
There are some notes on your spindle, and Secretary McNamara is on 9-0.
Who's on 9-0?
Secretary McNamara.
Mr. President, I mentioned to you briefly the other day that Mahon wanted to hold a hearing tomorrow on Vietnam. He's being pressed to do this by Jerry Ford and Minchell and the other Republican members. I thought perhaps we should have John McCone brief them and try to keep defense out of this and avoid any partisan probing here. But I didn't want to suggest this to Mahon without your knowledge and approval.
Yeah, I think it's all right. I don't know how much he talks. I thought he went a little pretty far the other day in discussing all we were doing, but I guess that's all right.
Well, I did too. I thought he went too far that time, but I think in this case he can...
Looked like he was insisting on bringing it in, too.
Well, I noticed that. I was very surprised, as a matter of fact.
And I see Humphreys out saying it on television, and that's how he explains it, when they all say, well... Like Utah just said to me, how in the world do you reckon these folks are sending their PT boats out to shoot us? Humphrey said, well, I'll tell you why, because they thought we were launching them.
I had a hell of a time with Morse this morning on that exact point. I think I finally shut him up. He insisted that our destroyers were there to back up.
He said it on television last night. He said that we were launching our PT boats from the destroyers.
Yeah, well, I just absolutely denied it, and I insisted the record be made clear this morning. I just got back from the House and the Senate.
How'd you get along on
it? It went very well. I think the vote in the Senate committee, as you probably know, was 16-1, and the vote in the House committee was unanimous except for two present.
Who
the Iowa congressman, you know.
Gross?
Man. Gross, and is it Dubinsky, or I've got the wrong name, but it's another Republican. Gross and the other Republican
voted
present. And
what was their theory? They couldn't go along with the resolution, but didn't know what to do? Or?
Well, yes, I think that was their theory, and the reason they took that position was that they didn't want a no-win policy in another Korea. This was the attitude, and Wayne Hayes was the one who first initiated that idea. He said he didn't know that he could go along with it if it was going to lead to another Korean and no-win policy. Then Gross picked it up, and then there were several others that took the same line. But when the vote came in, of course, Hayes fell in line and voted in favor of the resolution. But on the whole, I think the hearings were very satisfactory. It was just a near unanimous support for, not only for everything you've done, there was unanimous support for that, but near unanimous support for everything you may do in the future. And generally a blank check authorization for further action. With the exception of this no-win group, and there were a few in the, one or two in the Senate, and several in the House committee.
Who besides Morse?
Thurman. Well, Morse was opposed to it for one reason, Thurman for another. It was Thurman who was on the no-win line.
Yeah, but I was talking about who else opposed this besides Morse. Thurman.
Morse was the only one who voted against it. Thurman did not oppose, he just wanted to see stronger action. He opposed the current policy in South Vietnam. He insisted we ought to strike the North. The Khan wanted us to do so. ZM wanted us to do so. Of course, we rebutted that. ZM never proposed any such thing.
Okay. Yes, I would do that.
I'll call Mahon and try to arrange it.
And tell him that he ought to get it down after we get this resolution through, and not ought to be holding hearings till we get that through, because everybody is working day and night on that, talking to people in connection with it in the House and the Senate.
That's
and
right.
The executive and meeting over here and deciding what to do, and just say anytime you take, why don't you schedule it sometime next week?
Yeah, exactly, because tomorrow is going to be the crucial day of voting. It won't come up for vote today in the House.
Yeah. Okay.
Find that.